So let's begin.
好，我哋開始。
2 weeks ago, during our last lesson,
在兩個禮拜前我哋學過。
We looked into the issue of deliberate mistranslations of biblical texts.
我哋睇到咧一啲經文咧係故意俾人錯譯嘅。
That message surely has raised questions in your minds.
咁嗰啲翻譯咧係真係會令到我哋覺得有問題。
Are translations of the Bible reliable after all?
其實咧個問題就係，個聖經嘅翻譯係咪可靠嘅呢？
We saw as a conclusion, by and large, translations of the Bible are reliable.
個結論咧就係，基本上嚟講，聖經嘅翻譯咧都大部分都係可靠嘅。
Although in a number of crucial texts, texts about God and texts about who Jesus Christ is, a text is deliberately mistranslated.
咁啊，雖然咧喺某些嘅關鍵經文上，係關於神嘅經文同埋關於耶穌基督是誰嘅經文，有啲經文咧就係故意譯錯。
Now, as a follow-up, today we will look at one example of deliberate mistranslation of a Bible text.
咁今日咧，我哋就會睇下其中一段聖經係錯譯嘅，係故意譯錯嘅。
The aim of our lesson today is to understand why an original text can be mistranslated.
咁今日我哋嘅目的咧，就係要去明白下點解一段經文啊係故意被錯譯嘅咧。
Our example is taken from the New Testament scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5.
依個例子咧就係取自提摩太前書二章五節。提摩太前書二章五節。
First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Let me read to you from my New American Standard Translation.
我係咧用美國標準譯本讀出嚟。
And then we also hear the Chinese Union Bible translation.
跟住我哋又會讀下和合本中文嘅和合本翻譯。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. NASV. For there is one God, and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Or, in your new RSV translation, for there is one God, and also one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, himself human.
和合本翻译是这样说，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Now, in your Chinese translation, the three words 降世为, these three words do not exist in the original text.
那在你的中文和合本翻译里面呢，降世为这三个字呢，其实在原文希列文是没有的。
The original Greek text says Anthropos Christos Jesus, Christ Jesus, a man.
在原文的是 Anthropos Christos Jesus, 意思就是说基督耶稣人。
If you read both English and Chinese, you'll see a marked difference between the two translations.
如果你比较一下中英翻译呢，是有一个很大的差别。
You will see that the English translation here is the NRSV is correct.
如果你睇呢度嘅英文嘅美國標準譯本嘅翻譯咧，個翻譯係正確嘅。
The words 降世為 are not found in the original text。
降世為呢三個中文字咧，喺希列文原文亦係冇噶。
These three Chinese words are deliberately added onto the original text。
呢三個中文字咧係故意被人翻譯嘅時候加上去。
Now, if the correct English translation were to follow the Chinese translation, you would have the effect like this. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and mankind, Christ Jesus, who came from heaven to earth and became human.
如果啊，英文嘅译本系跟住中文嘅和合本嚟到翻译嘅话咧，就会变成以下咁啦。咁即系话咧，在神和人中间有一位中保，乃是降世为人嘅基督耶稣。
If you, a reader, do not know the original Greek text, then you would think Jesus Christ is a special being, a special person who had come from heaven and came to earth.
咁所以如果你係冇原文聖經嘅話，你唔識睇嘅話咧，你就誤會咧，以為耶穌咧就係從天而降世變成一個人。
You may believe Christmas celebrates that Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth and was born as a man。
慶祝聖誕節嘅時候咧，咁就係以為咧慶祝耶穌從天而降誕生啦。
But you will not know these words are added to the text. They're not there at all.
但你係唔知道咧，原來呢幾個中文字咧係原文冇嘅，係後嚟翻譯者加上去。
So I call this a typical example of a deliberate mistranslation of a biblical text.
所以依個咧就係其中一個例子，係翻譯上係故意錯譯嘅。
There is no biblical reason for doing so.
其實係冇。釋經上、解經上的理由呢，去這樣做。
As you will find in a moment, Jesus Christ never came from heaven to earth.
一息間呢，你就會發現，其實耶穌並沒有是降世為人。
Jesus came into existence the moment when he was born of a mother Mary.
耶穌存在幾時開始呢？是他出世的時候才開始。
Now the question is,Why did the translators of the Chinese Union Bible deliberately add in words which are not in the original text?
問題就係和合本嘅翻譯員點解佢哋係都要加幾個字係原文冇嘅咧
？What gave them confidence to do so?
唔係乜嘢令到佢哋有咁樣嘅信心要咁樣做咧
？It's all because of a mistaken assumption.
呢啲都係因為有一啲錯誤嘅假設。
What did the translators assume?
那些翻譯員究竟假設緊啲乜嘢呢
？Even though 1 Timothy 2:5 doesn't say Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth，
雖然啊，提摩太前書二章五節冇講到耶穌基督係從天而降到世上。
They believed, they suppose there are other texts elsewhere in the Bible that say so。
佢哋相信。他们以为圣经里面有其他的经文是讲这件事。
And therefore, it's okay for them to add in those words.
所以他们认为加这几个字上去都可以的。
Where in the Bible does it say that Jesus came from heaven to earth?
那究竟在圣经里面哪一处是讲到耶稣是从天上来到世上呢
?Nowhere, except two places,Which people mistake them to say that Jesus had come from heaven to earth.
事實上咧，冇一處講得到，除咗有兩處地方，呢兩處地方咧都係人咧係誤解，以為係講到耶穌係從天而降。
What are the two texts the translators had in mind?
咁呢兩處嘅經文係邊一度咧
？Well, let's look at the first text.
我哋睇第一處經文。
Gospel of John, chapter 1.Let's start from verse 1 to 4 again.
約翰福音第一章，我哋從第一節睇到第四節。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Let's read on to verse 9.
我哋又睇下第九节。
There was the true light which coming into the world, that is from heaven, enlightens every man.
第九節，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
So here, Gospel of John chapter 1 talks about the Word. And that Word, the Creator, was coming into the world from heaven.
咁呢一度所講嘅呢，佢就係講到呢一個道啊，而呢個道即係嗰個創造主呢，就從天嚟到世上。
Now, it is a mistaken assumption that the Word refers to Jesus Christ.
如果以為道就是指緊耶穌基督咧，呢個係一個錯嘅假設。
This is an error.
係一個錯誤嚟嘅。
The Word refers to Yahweh, who created the material universe by His Word, not to Jesus.
这个道呢是指亚肥，他是用他的说话来到创造宇宙万物，而这个道不是指耶稣。
Gospel of John chapter 1 is about Yahweh coming from heaven to earth。
约翰福音的第一章是讲紧的Yahweh 他是从天上来到世上。
The purpose of Yahweh's coming is to bring about a new creation。
Yahweh 来的目的就是带来给我们一个新创造。
Starting with a new mankind。
是开始一个新人类。
And Jesus Christ is the first one of the new mankind。
而主耶稣基督呢，就是这个新人类的第一位。
Well, let's go through this passage again。
我们一起再看一段圣经。
Verse 1。
第一节。
In the beginning, these three words refer the readers to Genesis chapter 1.
太初这两个字呢，就是叫到读者去参考创世纪的第一章。
There in Genesis chapter 1, Yahweh God created the material universe by his word.
在创世纪第一章就讲到 Yahweh 神，他用他的说话来到创造宇宙万物。
So this is the first hint that the word refers to Yahweh of Genesis chapter 1.
这个就是一个第一个线索，就是讲到道啊，其实是讲紧 Yahweh。
A second hint that this is referring to Genesis chapter 1 is found in verse 3. All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
第二个线索是叫我们知道呢，太初是讲紧创世纪第一章，就是看第三节了。万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。
So this confirms that it is referring us, the readers, to Genesis chapter 1, which is all about Yahweh, not Jesus Christ.
都是全部都是讲紧 Yahweh 神，不是讲紧耶稣基督。
And then when we come to verse 1 part B, the translation in front of us, and the word was with God, and the word was God, was questionable, as we saw last time.
当我们来到第一节的第二句一 b， 我们上次已经看过了，道与神同在，道就是神，这个翻译呢是有问题的。
When correctly translated, verse 1 should read like this.
如果翻译正确的话呢，就应该是这样翻译。
In the beginning was the word, and the word referred to God, and God was that word.
太初有道，道是指神，神就是道。
The word refers to Yahweh, not to Jesus Christ.
道是指 Yahweh 神，不是耶稣基督。
Well, let's come to verse 4 and 5.
我们跳去第四、第五节。
In him, that is in the word, or in God, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
第四节，生命在他里头，这个他是指亚伯神，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Since the hymn refers to the word or to God, of course, in God was life.
因为这个他是指着这个道，也是指着亚伯神，当然在神里头是有生命。
But God's life is different from human life.
但是神的生命是跟人的生命不一样。
God's life was the light of mankind.
神的生命是人的光。
We man lives in darkness.
人是活在黑暗里。
And God's life is our light. And yet, human beings do not understand God's life.
而神的生命就是我们的光，而人呢，就不明白神的光。
Think about it. How true this is.
我们想一下，是多么真实呢？
Do you not notice the difference between natural sceneries and man-made buildings?
你知不知道自然的风光和人手造的建筑物有什么分别？
Anywhere we go,
无论我们去哪里，
natural sceneries will cause us to wonder at the beauty of creation.
大自然的风光是会令到我们发出对大自然一种的赞叹，而人造的建筑物呢，是和自然的风光呢，是没得相比的。
Or compare the work of God and human work.
又或者比较一下神的工作和人的工作。
Compare your life with the life of Yahweh's people whom he is parenting.
比较一下你自己的生命和属耶和华神的人的生命，两种人的生命 Yahweh 嘅人嘅生命咧，系神去亲手去培育噶。
So in verse 4 and 5, we see that the life of God, eternal life, is being contrasted with human life.
从第四、第五节咧，我哋又见到啦，神嘅生命咧系同人嘅生命咧作一个对比。
And here in verse 4, God or God's life is called the true light.
喺第四节咧，呢度讲到神嘅生命咧就叫做真光。
Let's come to verse 6 to 8.
我哋一齐睇到第八节。
There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. John was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light.
第六节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信，他不是那光，乃是要为光作见证。
Before Jesus Christ began to preach the gospel of God's kingdom, there was a person by the name of John.
在耶稣基督为到神的天国开始传道之前，有另一个人叫做约翰。
John the Baptist came before Jesus to announce Yahweh was coming to earth.That Yahweh's glory would be revealed in the man Jesus.
施洗约翰呢，佢系喺耶稣之前嘅人嚟嘅，咁佢就系要向人报告 Yahweh 要从天上到来到世上啦。佢系向人宣布 Yahweh 嘅荣耀就快要喺耶稣呢个人身上咧彰显出嚟。
This is a fulfillment of a prophecy some 500 years before the time of Jesus Christ.
这个呢是要应验然在耶稣基督500年之前的预言的。
And this prophecy is found in Isaiah chapter 40.
这个预言呢就在以赛亚书40章那里找到。
So here verse 6 to 8 is a fulfillment of that prophecy.
所以第6至第8节呢就是讲这个预言要应验。
And now we come to verses 9 to 13.
现在我们看看第9至13节。
Now to save time, I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
为了省时间，我就用中文读第九节。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，作神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Here in verse 9, the true light refers to God in verse 4.
在这里第九节讲的真光呢，就即是第四节讲的，是指紧神啦。
In other words, the true light in verse 9 is referring to the word in verse 1.
意思就是说呢，第九节讲的真光呢，其实就是等于第一节所讲的道。
So verse 9 is saying the word which was in the beginning was coming from heaven to earth.
咁第九节系讲紧呢个光啊，系一早已经有，太初已经有咧，佢就从天上嚟到世上。
Isaiah's prophecy was being fulfilled.
以赛亚嘅预言咧系应验咗啦。
And the purpose of Yahweh's coming is this.
Yahweh 来到世上的目的是这样，
To gather the children of God to himself.
就是要招聚神的儿女。
Well, let's come quickly to verse 14.
我们快快来看到14节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, the Jewish people. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。我们就是说当时的犹太人，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Let's skip to verse 18.
跳到第十八节。
No man has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神。只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
What does it mean? The word became flesh and dwelt among us?
这里讲到道成肉身住在我们中间，第十四节， 是什么意思呢？
It means that Yahweh came from heaven to earth and lived inside the man Jesus Christ, his chosen one.
Yahweh 从天来到世上，而住在耶稣这个人里面。耶稣就是神所拣选的一位。
Through Jesus, Yahweh made himself known to man.
是通过耶稣， Yahweh 是将自己向人表明出来。
When the disciples saw Jesus, they saw the beauty of Yahweh's life.
当啲门徒见到耶稣嘅时候，佢哋喺耶稣身上就见到耶和华神嘅生命。
In Jesus, the glory of the invisible God was made known in bodily form.
喺耶稣身上，呢个眼看不见嘅神嘅荣耀咧，就有形有体咁样表现出嚟。
That's why he says, and we saw his glory, the glory of God, glory as the only begotten Son from the Father.
就正如咧十四节所讲啦，我哋都见过佢嘅荣光，就系父独生子嘅荣光。佢系充充满满咁有恩典有真理。
Not only did Jesus is Yahweh's perfect image，
耶稣唔单止就系耶和华神嘅完美嘅形象。
Yahweh has also chosen Jesus to be his spokesman。
耶和华更加选咗耶稣为佢嘅代言人。
His sole representative。
是他唯一的代表。
So that when Jesus speaks, he speaks Yahweh's words.
当耶稣说话的时候，他是代表Yahweh说话。
Yahweh lived in Jesus. In other words, the word lived in Jesus. And Jesus acted and spoke for Yahweh, the word.
Yahweh 住在耶稣里，意思就是说，道住在耶稣里。耶稣的行事、为人、耶稣的说话都是为耶和华而讲。
Let's come back to verse 12.
我们再看回十二节。
But as many as received him, that is God, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。
Here we see the purpose of Yahweh's coming from heaven to earth.
呢度我哋就睇到耶和华从天上来到世上嘅目的啦。
To bring about a new creation.
就系要带俾我哋一个新嘅创造。
Starting with Jesus.
系要从耶稣开始。
The first person of the new mankind.
就系新人类之中嘅第一个人。
But the new mankind will be composed of those who obey Jesus.
但系呢个新人类啊，所包括嘅人咧，全部都系要。听从耶稣的人来的。
Who follow Jesus' way.
他是跟从耶稣的道路的人。
These will become children of God.
这些人就会成为神的儿女。
This new mankind will be a thing of beauty in all of God's creation.
这个新人类就在耶和华神的创造之中是最美丽的一件。
Now we have reviewed this important section again.
刚才我们就重温了这一段重要的经文。
Let's sum up what John 1 is saying.
我哋总结一下《约翰福音》第一章讲乜嘢
？Gospel of John chapter 1 does not say that Jesus came from heaven to earth。
《约翰福音》第一章其实冇讲到，唔系讲紧耶稣系从天上来到世上。
To suppose that is a mistake。
咁样嘅假设咧系错嘅。
That's only an assumption。
呢个只不过系纯粹一个假设。
Now, besides John chapter 1, where else in the Bible do the translators suppose that it says Jesus had come from heaven to earth?
除了约翰福音第一章，有些翻译员呢，都是假设着耶稣是从天上来到世上之外，有另一处的经文是有这样的假设。
There is a second passage that appears to be saying that.
是有第二段圣经。表面上嚟睇咧，就好似系讲紧耶稣从天而降。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 6.
我哋翻去约翰福音嘅第六章。
And we'll start from verses 26 and 27.
我哋从26节开始睇到27节。
John chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs.But because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal."
26节至27节，耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你们， 你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Here Jesus is speaking on behalf of Yahweh to all of you.
而在这里，耶稣是代表 Yahweh 向我们每一个人讲说话。
Man's preoccupation is with food.
人呢，就总是想着为食物劳力。
All day long, all life long, we think of this life.
整日整生，我们都是挂着今生。
So verses 26 and 27 contrast this life and eternal life.
所以26、27节呢，是对比紧今生同永生。
Verse 27.
第27节。
This eternal life is the life that Yahweh will give through Jesus Christ.
这个永生啊，就是神要藉着耶稣赐给我们的。
We see here, the Son of Man shall give eternal life to people.
在27節後半句，我們看到了，這裡說到人子要賜永生給你們。
Here we see a term, the Son of Man.
這裡我們看到人子兩個字。
This is the way Jesus always addressed himself.
這個就是耶穌經常叫自己做人子的。人子其實是說耶穌自己。
Why? Because the term Son of Man simply means a man, a human being.
為什麼呢？因為人子其實就是解作人咁解啫，人類咁解。
So Jesus is already saying, I am a human being, but a unique human being.
所以耶穌自己都親口講咗啦，我係一個人嚟噶，但係係一個獨特嘅人。
Jesus is Son of Man. On him, God the Father has set His seal.
耶穌呢一個人子咧，係父神所印證嘅。
Which means Jesus is Yahweh's chosen one.
意思咧，即係話。耶稣是父神所拣选的一位
God's spokesperson
就是神的代言人
God's sole representative
是神的唯一的代表
On this basis, we read in verse 29 This is the work of God that you should believe in him, that is in Jesus, whom God has sent
根据这一点我们看29节耶稣回答说信神所差来的这就是作神的功。
Because Jesus is Yahweh's chosen one, we should believe in him.
因为耶稣就是神所拣选的一位，我们是应该相信他。
Now, this is the background. Now we come to the crucial verse 33.
所以这个就是约翰福音第六章那个背景。接下来我们来到一个关键的经文33节。
Here Jesus continues to speak for Yahweh.
33節在這裡耶穌繼續是代表耶和華說話
For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world
因為神的糧就是那從天上降下來賜生命給世界的
Have you ever wondered why the Gospel of John begins with In the beginning was the Word?
你從來有沒有想過為什麼約翰福音第一章一開始的時候就講到太初有道道這個字呢
Gospel of John chapter 1 is the introduction to the whole book.
因为约翰福音的第一章是全卷书的一个前言。
Here, the bread of God, which comes down out of heaven and gives life to man, of course, refers to the Word.
这里讲的神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。那这里讲的粮当然也是指道。
It is referring us back to chapter 1, the Word.
这里是想叫我们回去第一章第一节参考那里。
In other words, the bread of God refers to Yahweh or the Word.
我意思就是神的粮就是指 Yahweh, 或者指道。
When Yahweh gives us his word, we have life.The word of Yahweh is like food.
神的说话，神的道就好像食物一样。当Yahweh说话的时候，给出他的道，他的说话，那就赐了生命给我们了。
When you have followed me so far, you will understand the following texts.
那你听了我讲这么久，你就会明白以下的经文。
Verse 35.
35节。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
Because Yahweh is living inside Jesus, here Jesus is speaking working as Yahweh's chosen agent.
因为 Yahweh 是住在耶稣里，耶稣在这里说话呢，是作为神唯一的代表说话。
Let's come to verse 38.
来到38节。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Again, Jesus is speaking as Yahweh's agent.
再一次呢，耶稣这里说话呢，是以 Yahweh 的唯一的代表来说话。
As Yahweh's agent,Jesus is speaking as the word which came down from heaven.
作为 Yahweh 的代表，所以耶稣呢就讲他自己是从天而来的道了。
Let's come now to verses 59 to 63.
我们跳到去59至63节。
These things Jesus said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples,When they heard this, said, This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, conscious of his disciples' grumbled at this, said to them, Does this cause you to stumble? What then, if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
五十九节，这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里教训人说的。他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说：这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说：这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Please notice in verse 62, the same expression, the Son of Man.
请留意62节，呢度喺度睇到人子同一个词语。
Here again, Jesus is describing himself as a human being. But what a unique human being!
再一次咧，耶稣喺度形容紧自己系一个人嚟嘅，但系系一个好独特嘅人。
There will be a day when people will see Jesus, a human being, ascending where he was before.
因为啊，有一日啊，众人都会睇到呢一个人从地上咧升到佢嘅原处。
This of course refers to the day, 3 days after Jesus had died, God raised Jesus from the dead, and after many days, took Jesus, received Jesus into heaven.
呢度咧当然系讲紧。耶稣死后三天，神叫耶稣从死里复活。再过好多日之后，神就将耶稣带到天上。
Now again here in verse 62, Jesus is speaking as the Word, as Yahweh's agent.
喺六十二节嗰度咧，耶稣说话系以神嘅代言人呢个身份嚟说话噶。
Jesus is speaking as the Word, as in chapter 1.
耶稣咧系以第一章嗰个道嘅身份嚟说话。
The word which came from heaven to earth, and the same word will return to heaven.
呢个道系从天上来到世上，而同一个道系会从地上翻去天。
This notion is a reference to another prophecy in the book of Isaiah, and that is Isaiah chapter 55.
嗱，呢个讲法咧，其实系来自以赛亚书嘅另一个预言。就是以赛亚书的55章。
We will study that section in detail in a moment. But for now, let's come to verse 63.
在一息间我们会看这段圣经，但现在我们先回来看63节。
Jesus continues to say, It is the Spirit which gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
耶稣继续在这里说，活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Here again, it is referring us readers to the Word in Gospel of John chapter 1.
再一次咧，呢度系叫我哋参考翻第一章嘅道。
Because what Jesus spoke were Yahweh's words, the words Jesus spoke are spirit and life.
正因为耶稣嘅说话正正就系代表 Yahweh 讲嘅说话，所以耶稣嘅说话呢系灵系生命。
So on the surface, John chapter 6 talks about the bread of heaven that came down from heaven to earth and will one day return to heaven. But that bread of life was the Word, and that refers to Yahweh.
所以表面上来看呢，约翰福音的第六章呢，是讲紧这个天上的粮啊，去从天来到地上，而有一日也会从地上返回天上。但是这个生命的粮就是那个道了，就是指紧Yahweh。
But all because of Yahweh lived inside Jesus, Jesus was speaking for Yahweh.
只不过是因为Yahweh是住在耶稣里，耶稣说话的时候就是代表着Yahweh。
So we ask again, do we find evidence in John chapter 6 that Jesus had come from heaven to earth? Or was Jesus speaking as Yahweh's agent?
所以我再问一次，在约翰福音第六章，我们找不找到证据讲到耶稣是从天而来呢？还是耶稣只不过是代表神说话？
But before you decide in your mind, we need to trace back to the source of John chapter 1 and chapter 6.
在你决定之前，我们要追溯翻约翰福音的第一章和第六章的源头。
And the source is to be found in the prophet of Isaiah.
个源头就要翻翻去以赛亚书。
Now we have studied the book of Isaiah chapter 40 before.
之前我们读过以赛亚书四十章。
We will just read it again today without pausing.
今天我们只是再读一次，就不停顿了。
And then quickly we'll come to Isaiah chapter 55.
之后我们就会跳到去五十五章。
And there we'll need to spend a much longer time.
五十五章我们就会讲解多一点了。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
以赛亚书四十章三节。
A voice is calling, clear the way for Yahweh in the wilderness.Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God.
第三节，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Notice a voice is calling.
请留意这里讲到有人声喊着。
This voice is the voice of a herald of Yahweh. A herald announces Yahweh's coming from heaven to earth.
这个声音呢，是一个报信的人的声音。这个报信人在宣布Yahweh要来到地上。
That one day Yahweh will come from heaven to earth.
就是有一天Yahweh会从天上来到世上。
And people should prepare the way for the coming of God.
所以人必须为Yahweh预备道路。
Notice, it was Yahweh who was coming to earth from heaven, not Jesus Christ.
请留意，是Yahweh从天上来到世上，不是耶稣。
Of course, verse 3 is fulfilled in the person of John the Baptist.
当然，第三节所讲的就在施洗约翰这个人身上应验了。
And that's why we read about John the Baptist in Gospel of John chapter 1.
所以在约翰福音第一章，我们就已经见到施洗约翰这个人物。
Let's come to verse 5.
来到第五节。
Then the glory of Yahweh will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together.
Yahweh 的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见。
When Yahweh came from heaven to earth, people would see the beauty and glory of Yahweh.
当 Yahweh 从天上来到世上的时候，人就能够见到 Yahweh 的荣耀。
Let's come to verse 8.
第八节。
The grass withers.The flower fades, but the word, notice, the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话，请留意神的话，即是神的道啦，必永远立定。
The coming of Yahweh is described in terms of the coming of the word of Yahweh.
Yahweh 的来临喺度咧，被形容为。Yahweh 的道来临。
Again, this refers us to Gospel of John chapter 1.
咁呢度咧系要叫我哋去参考翻约翰福音第一章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Behold, the Lord Yahweh will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him.
主耶和华必像大能者临到。他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
When Yahweh came to earth, he would bring rewards with him.
当 Yahweh 来到世上，他会赏赐人。
So you see, the person who will be coming from heaven to earth was not Jesus Christ.
所以你都见到啦，从天上来到地上嗰一位咧，唔系耶稣基督。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 is not talking about Jesus Christ coming to earth.
约翰福音第一章唔系讲紧耶稣从天上来到世上。
It is talking about Yahweh coming from heaven to earth。
系讲紧 Yahweh 从天上来到世上。
Let us turn now to chapter 55, which is very crucial。
请我哋翻去五十五章，以赛亚书五十五章系好关键嘅经文。
We'll read from verse 1 to 3.
我哋睇一至三节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3.
以赛亚书五十五章一至三节。
Who, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, or your wages for what does not satisfy?Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live.
一至三节，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近来，侧耳而听。
Here, please notice a contrast between food that perishes and the food that endures.
请大家留意呢个对比，就系比较今生。会扭坏的食物和不扭坏的食物
True food
真正的食物
This is a contrast between this material life and God's life
就是对比着今生这个生命和神的生命
It says come to me Listen carefully to me
这里说来吧留意听我的话
Namely go to God and listen carefully to the words of God
意思就是说来到神那里去留心听佢嘅说话啦。
Here me refers to Yahweh. You see that in verse 5, verse 6, verse 8, and so on.
呢度讲到我系讲紧 Yahweh， 从第五、第六、第八节我哋都睇到。
Come and listen to the words of Yahweh, so that we might live.
来吧，留意听 Yahweh 嘅话，好让你能够存活啦。
Let's read now verse 6 to 9.
第六。至到第九节
Seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon Yahweh while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to Yahweh, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh.For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
六至九节，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。亚肥说：我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
This is an appeal to all of us. Seek Yahweh.
呢度系劝我哋每一位去寻求亚肥啦。
Don't just spend your energy on jobs and on goals of this present life.
唔好净系花晒你嘅精神咧，去寻求今生嘅目标啊。
None of these things will last.
因为呢啲一切啊都唔长久。
You will soon grow old.
你好快就会老。
You soon become sick.
你好快就会病。
So old, so sick that you'll die.
又老又病嘅时候，你就会死。
While you have time, seek Yahweh.
当你仲有时间嘅时候，去寻找耶和
华。Call on His name，
求告佢嘅名。
But if you don't know His name, how do we call？
但如果你唔知佢嘅名字咧，你点样呼叫咧
？Seek Yahweh。
第一就系寻找佢。
Come to Him，
来到亚伯面前
，call his name，
求告佢嘅名字。
Listen carefully to what he has to say，
留意听佢嘅说话，佢要讲啲乜嘢。
When we have heard， repent，
你听到之后悔改。
There's one reason why we all should repent。
我哋大家点解要去悔改咧？有一个原因。
Because our ways， our attitudes， our thoughts are wrong。
因为我哋嘅意念，我哋嘅思想态度系错嘅。
The Bible says。God's life is not like human life.
神的生命和人的生命不一样。
We live in darkness.
我们是活在黑暗里。
But Yahweh's life is our light.
但是 Yahweh 的生命就是我们的光。
So come to God's light.
所以我们来到神的光。
Call on the name of Yahweh.
去求告 Yahweh 的名字。
Listen to his words.
听他的说话。
Change our ways.
改变我们的路线。
Choose the way of Yahweh.
去选择 Yahweh 的道路。
That's the message of verses 6 to 9.
这个就是6至9节的信息了。
Let's rush on to verses 10 and 11.
我们看第10、第11节。
First 10 and 11.
第10、第11节。
The most crucial two verses
是两节很关键性的经文。
If we are to understand correctly Gospel of John chapter 6,
假如我们想去正确地明白约翰福音第6章。
Verse 10 and 11.
第十一节.
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire. And without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
第十节，雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地上，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不徒然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
In verse 10, rain and snow are described as having come down from the sky, and then one day it would evaporate and return to the sky.
第十节咧讲到雨雪从天而降嚟到地上，但系有一日佢会蒸发又翻去天上。
As snow and rain comes down from heaven, it will bring life to the whole earth.
就正如雨雪一嚟到地上嘅时候，佢会滋润大地，俾大地有生机。
But rain and snow are just a picture language.
但是雨雪只不过是一个图像的语言。
Rain and snow really describe the word of Yahweh.
雨雪其实都是形容着神的说话。
That's why in verse 11 we said, So shall my word be.
所以第十一节你就看到了，就正如我口所出的话也是如此。
So the word of God is like rain or snow that come down from heaven to earth.
所以神的说话就好像雨雪一样从天而降来到世上。
In order to accomplish Yahweh's plan，
就为了呢要去成就 Yahweh 的计划。
To materialize Yahweh's will，
去让到 Yahweh 的旨意成就。
What's Yahweh's plan？
咁 Yahweh 的计划是什么呢？
What is God's will？
神的旨意是什么呢？
What did Yahweh want to accomplish by sending to earth his word？
神发出去的言语来到世上，他的目的是什么呢？
Well, let's read verse 12 and 13.
请大家看12至13节。
For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up.And it will be a memorial to Yahweh for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off.
第十二节，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌，松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替蒺藜。这要为 Yahweh 留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
The plan of Yahweh is to bring about a new mankind, and then a new creation.
神的计划， Yahweh 的计划，就是要创造一个新人类，一个新的创造。
a new mankind, which is a thing of beauty among all of God's creation.
这个新人类啊，就是神的创造里面的最美丽的一件事了。
When this is done, this will be a memorial to Yahweh.
他做完之后，这个呢，就必然为到 Yahweh 留名。
It will be a masterpiece of Yahweh.
就是 Yahweh 神的一个杰作。
An everlasting sign that will not disappear from the universe.
就是一个永远的证据，是从地上永远不会消失的。
Let's flip quickly to chapter 56, verses 6 to 8.
请回去56章第六至第八节。
Verse 6. And also the foreigners who joined themselves to Yahweh to minister to him and to love the name of Yahweh to be his servants, everyone who keeps from profaning the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant.
第六节，第六节，还有那些与Yahweh联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱Yahweh的名，要作他的仆人，就是凡守安息日不干犯，又持守他约的人。
Verse 7.
第七节，
Even those I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. The Lord Yahweh, who gathered the dispersed ones of Israel, declares, Yet others I will gather to them, to those already gathered.
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。主耶和华就是招聚以色列被赶散的说，在这被招聚的人以外，我还要招聚别人归并他们。
So the new mankind will be composed of the faithful Jewish people and those among non-Jewish peoples.
所以这个新人类啊，就会包括对亚非忠心的犹太人，还有一些忠心的非犹太人。
Those who love the name of Yahweh，
就是那些爱亚非的名的人。
Who are faithful to his words，
忠于他的说话的人。
Faithful to Yahweh's covenant，
忠于和亚非所立的约。
These together will form a house of prayer of all nations。
这些人总共加埋就会形成祷告的殿。
Let's come to Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 17.
请翻去65章17节。
Isaiah 65 verse 17.
以赛亚书65章17节。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind.
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
You see, the new creation, starting with the new mankind, is what God Yahweh wants to accomplish.
一个新的创造就是以一个新人类来作为开始，这个就是Yahweh神的计划里面要做的。
Now, we have studied the source, the background to John chapter 1 and chapter 6.
那我们已经研读了约翰福音的一章和六章的来源了。
Especially the section in Isaiah chapter 55,
尤其是读了刚才的以赛亚书55章,
we see much in correspondence between Isaiah 55 and John chapter 6.
那我们看到以赛亚书的55章和约翰福音的第六章有很多对比之处。
Here in Isaiah 55, Yahweh was appealing to the Jewish people not work for the food of this life.
在以赛亚书55章，先知就呼吁犹太人呢，不要为今生朽坏的食物而努力。
But rather come to Yahweh and listen carefully to Yahweh's words.
而应该来到Yahweh的面前去留心听他的说话。
For only when you do so, and repent of our ways, by choosing Yahweh's word, we will live.
唯有你这样做，从自己的行为里面悔改，选择耶和华的说话的道路，那你就会存活。
In the same way, in John chapter 6,
同样道理，约翰福音第六章，
Yahweh was appealing to people in and through Jesus, do not work for this life.
耶和华也通过耶稣的说话去呼吁大家，不要为今生的食物努力。
Here in Isaiah 55, It was the word of Yahweh which came down from heaven to earth, like snow or rain.
在以赛亚书55章那里，从天上来到世上的呢，是Yahweh的说话，就好像雨雪从天而降一样。
So in the same way, in John chapter 6, the one who came from heaven to earth, the bread of life, was Yahweh, or the word.
同样道理，在约翰福音第六章，从天上来到地上的生命的粮呢，其实就是Yahweh自己，又或者那道。
But Yahweh was then living inside Jesus.
但是Yahweh就住在耶稣的里面。
In John 6, Jesus was simply speaking as Yahweh's agent.
在约翰福音第六章，耶稣说话的时候，只不过是作为神的代表来说话。
Now, it's time to conclude.
是时间作总结了。
Let's conclude.
让我们作一个总结。
Gospel of John chapter 1 does not say Jesus came from heaven to earth. Chapter 6 also does not say Jesus came down from heaven to earth.
约翰福音第一章是没有说到耶稣从天上来到地上，第六章也没有说到耶稣从天上来到世上。
The Chinese translation of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 is a deliberate mistranslation. 降世为 those words do not exist in the original text. They have been added.
在提摩太前书的二章五节呢，是一个故意错误的翻译来的。降世为这三个中文字呢，在原文圣经是没有的，是被人加上去的。
Second conclusion.
第二个结论就是，
The word is an indirect way of referring to Yahweh.
道这个字其实是间接指紧 Yahweh， 道就是 Yahweh。
It doesn't refer to Jesus Christ.
不是指耶稣基督。
Jesus did not come down from heaven to earth.
耶稣并没有从天而降来到世上。
But Yahweh did.
但是Yahweh就有了。
And lived inside Jesus.
他住在耶稣的里面。
The third conclusion.
第三个结论。
In order for Jesus to come down from heaven, he would have to have existed in heaven before he came down.
如果耶稣要从天上来到地上的话，那一定是必须来之前就老早已经存在。
In heaven.
在天上已经存在。
Jesus would have to have a pre-existence before he was born.
即是说耶稣在出世之前就应该已经存在了。
But let's read Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of Luke.
但如果我们要看一下马太福音、路加福音，
Both Gospel of Matthew and Luke say Jesus came into existence only at his birth.
马太福音和路加福音同样都是说到耶稣是在他出世的时候才存在。
Jesus did not exist before he was born.
在他出世之前耶稣未存在。
He had no pre-existence.
他不是先存的。
When Yahweh created the material universe, Jesus was not there.
当亚维去创造宇宙万物的时候，耶稣并不存在。
A fourth and final conclusion.
第四个结论也是最后一个结论。
But then Jesus is no ordinary man.
但是耶稣并不是一个普通人。
Jesus Christ is unique man, Yahweh's chosen one.
耶稣基督是一个独特的人。耶稣是亚维的所拣选过一位。
God's sole agent.
就是神的唯一的代表。
When Jesus spoke, he spoke by Yahweh's authority.
当耶稣说话的时候，他是凭着Yahweh给他的权柄说话。
He spoke for Yahweh.
他是为Yahweh说话。
And Yahweh God wants us each one to listen carefully to what Jesus said.
Yahweh是想我们每一个人很留心听从耶稣的说话。
And believe that Jesus is Yahweh's chosen one.
同埋去相信耶稣就是Yahweh嘅所拣选嗰一位。
Let's turn to the New Testament scripture again.
请我哋翻翻去新约圣经。
Gospel of John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
Verses 30 and 31.
三十至到三十一节。
Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31.
约翰福音二十章。三十至三十一节。
Here we come to the conclusion of the whole book.
呢度我哋嚟到整卷福音书嘅结论啦。
Many other signs, that is miracles, Many other miracles, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, namely the Chosen One, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
30节，耶稣在门徒面前另行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So I come to the conclusion of today's message.
现在我就来到这个今日的总结了。
This message, as before, has been put on record.
正如以往一样，今日的讲道是录了音的。
Go over the recording, I suggest.
我建议大家再听一次录音。
These are important clarifications that we've done today.
我们今天理清了一些问题。
For it is an unfortunate fact, in some crucial biblical texts, a text is deliberately mistranslated.
咁系一个好不幸嘅事实咧，一啲好关键嘅经文上咧，嗰啲经文系错误翻译啦。
And it is my responsibility to point that out to you.
咁系我嘅责任要去指出嚟噶。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。